Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 4:30. An explosion blows out the windows of a Wake County home. We're getting a look at the damage as investigators work to figure out how this happened.
And a rare treat, sort of, today. Our humidity drops just a touch before we get right back into the really intense stuff later in the week.
Plus, it's back to class for students and teachers at year-round schools in Wake County. The security changes students and parents will notice as they return to campus.
And check your Powerball ticket. Several people in North Carolina just won some serious cash overnight. But the big jackpot is still unclaimed, with a new total above $700 million. Gosh, as much as I hate waking up a loser, you know.
Well, the $700 million's waiting for you.
That's okay. Okay. Right, that's one way to look at it. Good morning. 4:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thank you for joining us. Not a bad start, even though we didn't win $700 million. Not a horrible start to your Tuesday.
No, it's a fantastic start. It is clear out there. We've knocked off some of that mugginess. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with where we are right now.
Yeah, let's take a live look here at downtown Durham. Skies are clear. It looks beautiful out there. Our temperature is 71 degrees and our dew point sitting at 68. Now, technically, that really pings the muggy side of the meter there, but we'll likely see this dropping as we head through the day. We've had a cold front slowly sweeping across the area over the last 12 to 24 hours or so. So we're going to notice a difference this afternoon, certainly. It's a pleasant 61 in Roxborough, but again, 71 in the Triangle, 69 Southern Pines and Goldsboro, 71 in Clinton and in Rocky Mount. We take a look at our temperatures as we head through the day today. It is going to be hot. Temperatures are going to climb on up into the low to mid 90s for this afternoon, and we're fairly rain free, but we will have a bit of a drop in our humidity, and of course we'll enjoy that just for a few days before it all comes rushing back by the time we get to Thursday and Friday. I'll show you when our muggy meter really tops out again in the tropical zone coming up.
We're following breaking news this morning. Within the past 5 minutes, police have taken someone into custody following an hours-long standoff. It's happening at a Durham apartment complex. Brett Neese is live at the Avon Crossings apartment off MLK Parkway right now with the WRAL breaking news tracker. And Brett, police evacuated a building.
They did, Michelle. They did while they were in this standoff with a man at one of these buildings here behind me. I want to get you right to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. Brand new video into the newsroom of the police officers taking a man into custody within the last 10 minutes or so here outside one of these buildings at the Avon Crossing Apartments. Residents tell me around 12:30 this morning they heard what sounded like a gunshot. And then shortly after, police showed up, and that's when the standoff ensued. A few hours now into it, almost 4 hours into this standoff at this point. At around 3 a.m., that's when officers evacuated that building that we're showing you video of right now. Residents that I talked to say that they are frustrated by this. They are trying to get some answers on what exactly caused this standoff. Those are the questions that we're also asking Durham police at this point. We do know one man in custody. As soon as I get an update from police, I'll pass that along. Live in Durham, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Brett, thanks. Keep following that. We have breaking news as well out of Wake County. An explosion rocked a neighborhood overnight, and investigators are still trying to piece together what went wrong. This happened at a house on Penny Road near Cary. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live outside that home. Kelsey, what do we know about all this?
Well, fire officials say that they're doing an investigation on an explosion that happened overnight at a home here on Penny Road. And they say that it's crazy what's happening right now, that the windows have been completely blown out. Here's video now from the WRAL News breaking news tracker. An official who was at the scene tells WRAL there is a significant damage throughout the house. They say no one was injured, but it's not clear who was at the home when it happened. Now, investigators are going to be back during the daylight so they can better assess the damage and see what really happened. And until then, they say that it's still under investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News. Live in Raleigh.
And following more breaking news, a Johnston County road is back open this morning after crews worked through the night to clear a fallen tree. This all happened on Buffalo Road in Selma near U.S. 70. The fire department said the road was closed shortly after 10 o'clock last night. In an update posted to Facebook around 2 o'clock this morning, the department said the road had reopened.
Thousands of students and teachers will be back in the classroom today as year-round schools start again in Wake County. They'll be met with some changes, including upgraded security measures. WRAL and Laura Levine joining us live right now. New rules are aimed at keeping the students safe. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks. Laura, now it comes to fruition.
We have, Jeff. It's going to be put to the test. Good morning. Yeah. Right now, today, more than 30,000 students are heading back to the classroom. We're here at Carpenter Elementary School, just one of dozens of those schools that are welcoming students back today. And as you've mentioned, they're going to be welcomed by some new security changes with a new visitor policy. This will be the first time Wake County Public Schools will see how its new visitor management system will work with students and staff in the building. Employees were trained on it last week. All visitors will need to be screened in the new system, which checks for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. Visitors will go to an iPad at the front desk, scan their ID, type in some personal information, and get a background check within minutes.
What we're trying to accomplish here is consistency across the district so that when somebody signs in, they're signing into the same system.
And SROs, as well as law enforcement, will get alerted immediately if any flags come from those security checks. Track 1, 2, and 3 students begin today, and Track 4 will start July 31st. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Morrisville.
And year-round students will also notice their lunch prices are now 25 cents higher. Full-paid lunch will cost $3.25 for elementary students and $3.50 for middle and high school students.
You might want to set aside a little extra driving time starting today as well. Wake County Public Schools estimates 175 buses will be back out on the roads. District leaders say they won't have the same driver shortages over the summer that they do for the traditional calendar school year. That's because there are fewer students in the year-round programs.
And we are working to learn more about what led to a shooting in Durham that left a woman hurt. Officers say they responded to North Miami Boulevard just before 9 o'clock last night. That's where they say they found the woman. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as police talked with people in the parking lot. Investigators believe the shooting happened on East Main Street. The woman who was shot was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive.
Breaking news overnight, President Biden issued a state of emergency for the state of Vermont because of catastrophic flooding there as the Northeast braces for more rain today. The president issued the declaration just after midnight, freeing up federal funds to help with the cleanup. Dozens of people were rescued from floodwaters in that state yesterday. Vermont's governor says the state hasn't seen flooding like this since Hurricane Irene in 2011.
And Jeff, 34 people from Swift Water Rescue Teams from our state are assisting in Vermont. The South Orange Rescue Squad showed WRAL the tools that it takes to safely pull people from the water. The assistant chief shared the biggest obstacle facing these rescue teams.
I would probably say time. So it's going to depend on what the weather is doing, what their situation is, whether, you know, we've got time to get everything spun up.
There are 30 Swift water rescue teams in North Carolina.
Good morning, Ken Smith here at the WRAL Live Center. A similar scene playing out in Oklahoma, but with an unfortunate ending. This is new video into our newsroom from that this rising waters from the storms in Oklahoma. Authorities were called to this scene after a report of a possible drowning. Two boys were rescued by Swift Water Rescue Teams, but they searched for two other boys that were caught up in the current from the dam. The body of one of the missing boys was found last night. The second body of the second missing boy was recovered early this morning. Now, according to authorities, the four boys were at the lake fishing and celebrating a birthday when this unfortunate incident happened.
New this morning, the Powerball jackpot is growing once again. No one matched all five numbers in the Powerball in last night's drawing. So that means tomorrow night's drawing will be worth $725 million. That's the seventh largest jackpot ever. Be sure to check your tickets from last night, though. Four people in North Carolina won $50,000 prizes by matching four numbers and the Powerball. Those numbers are 2, 24, 34, 53, 58. The Powerball was 13.
And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is also a big one. It's $480 million. You can watch that drawing tonight right before our 11 o'clock news on WRAL. Tomorrow night's Powerball drawing will air at the same time.
Coming up on 440 right now, millions of taxpayer dollars in North Carolina disappear. Now this morning, WRAL investigates, digs into how scammers managed to get a hold of all that money.
Plus, there's a new home run derby champ in Major League Baseball, and he's not the first in his family to claim the title.
We also have a live look downtown Raleigh right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break and walk us through what we can expect today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It's a nice quiet morning. We start with a live look here at Apex and watching out for a little bit of patchy fog. We're seeing some of that. As you can see here, the fog symbol showing up in Tarboro and in Rocky Mount. The only place on the map that it looks like we're seeing some foggy conditions is over around Rocky Mount and Wilson, where it's a quarter mile visibility right now, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a widespread problem. 69 Southern Pines at 69 in Irwin and 72 degrees in Goldsboro. Dog walking forecast this morning. Feels fine out there. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Up until around 8 or 9 o'clock. We do climb to 92 this afternoon, so if you're walking the dog this evening, it'll be hot. But we don't have the intense humidity to go with it just yet. That returns later in the week. I'll show you when we could be back into a heat index coming up.
Millions of taxpayer dollars gone, all because the money was put into a fraudulent account. WRAL has been looking into this and confirmed with State Treasurer Dale Falwell. The NC Housing Finance Agency was scammed out of $2.7 million. According to a police report, this happened back in April. The NCHFA would only tell WRAL that this was an isolated cyber incident, and a police report was filed as soon as the fraud was discovered. The SBI is looking into this.
These criminals work really hard to embezzle and this money. But I also want to say to your viewers that there are a lot of hardworking state employees, state SBI agents and cybersecurity folks who work for the IT departments across the state government who are working hard to stop this.
Falwell said he feels confident this money will be recovered partially or entirely and says state employees are trained on cybersecurity regularly. Just last month, WRAL reported the State Department of Public Instruction was scammed out of $165,000 in 2021. Most of that was recovered.
Some top lawmakers are considering a different approach to addressing concerns about TikTok. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says lawmakers are considering changes to a bill that would give the Biden administration the power to ban the app. Warner says those changes would address concerns about an expansion of government power, but he wasn't specific about how. TikTok has faced growing concerns about its collection of data and its ties to China. And Clemson is the latest university to ban TikTok. The new ban took effect yesterday. The university says it's due to privacy concerns. TikTok will no longer be accessible through the campus internet network. But students and faculty can still access it through private carriers like AT&T and Verizon.
Dr. Mandy Cohen is now officially the director of the CDC. She was sworn in yesterday. Dr. Cohen was North Carolina's Health and Human Services director and led our state through the pandemic. She replaces Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who left the agency last month.
The Air Force is delaying some moves and bonuses for tens of thousands of service members because of a budget shortfall. The Air Force says it's experiencing higher than predicted personnel costs. Because of that, most moves scheduled after July are being put on hold. The Air Force is also pausing some bonus payments, including for re-enlisting and incentive pay for difficult assignments. The bonuses are expected to resume in October.
Popular weight loss drugs, including Ozempic, are under scrutiny by European regulators. Those regulators say the drugs may increase thoughts of suicide and self-harm. A review by the European Medicines Agency comes after three case reports in Iceland. Suicidal behavior isn't currently listed as a side effect for the drugs in the European Union. Drug maker Novo Nordisk says it takes all reports of side effects very seriously. If you or someone you know is experiencing mental health challenges or having suicidal thoughts, there is help available. You can contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at any time. The number is 988. You can also visit WRAL.com and search Get Help for additional resources in our area.
The North Carolina Department of Transportation is having some fun while promoting highway safety. This here is a picture they posted on Monday. It shows a pickup truck decorated with safety messages, reminding drivers that the left lane is for passing and the right is for cruising. It also pointed out where blinkers were and that they should be used. The DOT captioned the photo, "Let's be real, when y'all take it up on your own to spread the word of traffic safety, it's a win."
There's a new home run derby champ in Major League Baseball. He's not the first in his family to claim this title. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays blasted 72 home runs during last night's event in Seattle, including 25 in the final round. And he edged out Tampa Bay Rays star Randy Arozarena. Now, that was in the finals to clinch the win, and Guerrero's father was the home run derby champ back in 2007. They are now the first father-son duo to both be home run champs. I'll give you a live look right now. This is T-Mobile Stadium in Seattle. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will now be played tonight. You can watch it live on Fox 50. Guerrero and more of the game's best, including Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts. They'll be hitting the field at 8 o'clock. Coverage begins with pregame at 7.
I mean, how do you hit that many home runs? That's insane to see keep those guys swinging. Just smack it out of the park like that. It's crazy. All right, we got to get over to Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Right now, not feeling too bad. It's definitely less humid out there this morning.
We're going to feel so much better for today, but it's not going to feel like May by any stretch of the imagination. It's nice and clear right now. Our temperature is 71 and our dew point 68, but that number is likely to drop a little bit as we head through the day today, especially into the afternoon. Possibility of a little bit of fog, watching some of that starting to develop in a few spots, especially over along and east of I-95. We'll see temperatures climbing up into the low to mid 80s by lunchtime. Of course, if you're looking to get any exercise in, the morning's always the best time to do that this time of year. Rocky Mount showing up at a quarter mile visibility right now, 2 mile visibility up in Roxborough, but that quarter mile visibility is an indication of some patchy fog. So just be on the lookout there and we'll have our eye on it here too. Our temperature this afternoon in Raleigh and Durham, 92, in Fayetteville, 94. So it is going to be hot. The only thing that we're going to see today is a nice little drop in our humidity, but that comes rolling right back very quickly. Right now we're sitting at 68. It's likely to drop back down into the tolerable category for today. You know, we had so many days at the beginning of the summer, end of the spring, where we were comfy to even refreshing. And boy, it's really hard to see that as we get into July and August. But then after that, we tend to see it improving. So, you know, another 6 weeks or so, and we should see some improvement. Today should be tolerable. Wednesday's steamy, and then Thursday and Friday are tropical. And that, of course, is when it gets back up into the 70s, and it just feels soupy out there. Temperatures start to warm up, too. Temperatures today close to normal with the blue color contours, but then we start to see a warm up. We don't see the dark reds, fortunately, but our normal high this time of year is 91. So the yellow temperatures, yellow contours there are where temperatures are above normal. So we'll be a little above normal. So we're looking at 94 for tomorrow and Thursday, 93 for Friday, 94 Saturday. So the temperatures don't really climb much, but the humidity certainly does. Tomorrow will feel like 97, but we'll feel like 107 by Friday and 108 on Saturday. So that's headed our way. At the pool today, not feeling too bad. A great pool day. Temperatures in the low 90s this afternoon. Our humidity on the lower side, but we don't have any break really coming our way. The 16th through the 20th, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures, and most likely our humidity will stay right on up there as well. So looking at a better chance for some scattered thunderstorms starting Thursday and into the weekend. We'll walk through that potential coming up and what's happening in the tropics right now in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. You won't need your wallet for lunchtime today. Coming up, how you can cash in on free Subway and free 7-Eleven Slurpees.
Yeah, have my attention. And don't go chasing waterfalls, at least not outside the Triangle. We're taking you to some beautiful and hidden treasures right here in our area.
.455 is the time right now, and it is clear from the Triangle and beyond all the way down Sanford Way. Good morning to you. Beautiful looking day on the way. Humidity will be down from what we've experienced certainly in the last week. Actor Hill Harper is getting into politics. He's announced his bid to run for U.S. Senate in Michigan. Harper is best known for his role in The Good Doctor and for hosting the series How It Really Happened. Harper says he wants to fill the seat left by retiring Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. Now, Harper is running as a Democrat. His campaign website also lists him as a lawyer and single father. His announcement video was dedicated to his adopted son.
Well, before you pack your lunch this morning, take note, you could get a free sandwich from Subway today. The restaurant is giving away 1 million free subs. It's all in an effort to showcase their new deli-sliced meats. To get a free sub, you'll need to physically go into a participating location between 10 and 12 p.m. and choose a 6-inch sub from their new Deli Heroes lineup menu. There's only one free sandwich allowed per person. And 7-Eleven also giving out free treats today. That's because it's July 11th. You can get a free small Slurpee at any area 7-Eleven or Speedway store. This marks the 21st year 7-Eleven has marked the day with a free Slurpee promotion.
You don't have to drive far to see waterfalls this season because we have beautiful and historic ones right here in the Triangle. Lassiter Mill is tucked away in the middle of a Raleigh neighborhood inside the Beltline. It's at the intersection of Lassiter Mill Road and Lassiter Falls Circle. Another is at Juniper Level Botanic Garden. It's hidden in a secret garden there. And, of course, the old Gilliam Mill Historic Site and Covered Bridge right along NC 42 West in Sanford. And you can find a full list of these gems on WRL.com.
Beautiful. Coming up next at 5, we're staying on top of breaking news this morning where an explosion blew out windows at a Wake County home. What we're learning from investigators.
Plus, it's back to school for some year-round students in Wake County. The changes they can expect today as they return to campus.
Amazon Prime Day is in full swing, but before you jump on those deals, you'll want to know about scams that are circulating this year. We'll explain next.